This podcast is sponsored by UMC Cyber Campus, your gateway to online Christian learning.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballew. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Here we are again. Leadership is influence. Leadership is the pathway to profit. Profit has multiple definitions. We must move money profitably into the organization we lead, for profit or nonprofit, in order to be faithful to accomplishing our mission and vision. This whole series, Orchestrating Success, is building the success as modeled by a musical conductor. We make it happen. We influence others. Take our passion, move that passion into action. We have ideas. We want to make those ideas become tangible results. We think in results. We must move toward results. And the culture is a reflection of us as the leader. Today, we're going to focus solely on leadership is influence. You can comment on these podcasts, find the whole list at hughballewpodcast.com. My goal is to stimulate thinking and to have ongoing dialogue about these topics. It's a never-ending learning experience. We continually improve our skills. Today, focusing on influence, we confuse authority with influence when in fact we must influence others to be perceived as a leader. John Quincy Adams said, "If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader." Envision the future. Everybody has a dream. Only 3 out of every 100 people will actually do something about that dream by acting on that and creating a vision. Unfortunately, 9 out of 10 people out of those three who attempt to launch a new enterprise, whether a business or a charity, will fail without achieving that dream. What's the difference? It's having a plan and surrounding yourself with competent team members to implement that plan. It's the integration of strategy. Here's your vision. It's the integration of that and performance. The first priority, however, is equipping yourself for that journey. Develop your skills to lead, implement the plan, build the right team, and, by the way, equip yourself to build the income that you deserve in this enterprise. I was glued to the television recently every night for the Rio 2016 Olympics and was massively impressed by our American athletes. They were highly skilled, masterfully trained, and consequently highly successful. Each successful athlete has a very competent coach. We envision the future, then we take action. This is the same for professional athletes, actors, musicians, and leadership professionals in business or charity. The ones who are successful have a coach and train for success. We would never consider running a 26.2-mile marathon without training our bodies and our minds for that task. Then why do we even consider starting and running a business or charity without having a coach, content specialist, and mentor? That's why over 90% fail. They lack the ability to lead an enterprise, as defined in the 1995 research by Dun & Bradstreet. There's an alternative. I have coaches. I do what I teach. Leadership is influence. Have I influenced you? Check out my program, theunboundleader.com. It's what you might need to unlock your potential. Isn't it time to do something different? Begin the journey of influence by influencing yourself to do something different today. This is Hugh Ballew, encouraging you to orchestrate success in your life, therefore transforming the organization that you lead, moving from passion to profit in all of its forms. Love to have your comments. Thank you for listening. I hope this has been helpful for you. UMC Cyber Campus has sponsored this. We want to help those people share their great content with others. It's a place designed for religious leadership development, Christian leadership development. It's a gateway to online learning provided by some very high quality institutions. They're listed on the website, UMC Cyber Campus. Center Vision Leadership Foundation, the 501c3 that I founded, is a content provider on that portal. It is a place, if you're leading a charity, a Christian-based charity, or clergy, or you're a Christian leading a business, this is very valuable content. Check it out, umccybercampus.com. Check it out. You'll be glad that you did.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.